At what point does a baby get human rights?
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
What I intended to say is that as a Christian, I have a lot of humility about understanding when does the soul enter into...
It goes back to Augustine. It does.
It's a pretty tough question. And so all I meant to communicate was that I don't presume to be able to answer these kinds of theological questions.
Well, there's Senator Obama, a previous statement and then a follow-up statement. It's over my pay grade. Well, what I meant to say was I can't answer those kind of theological questions. And he raises kind of an interesting question in his response there to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week about when the soul enters what. He didn't actually finish that sentence. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Monday afternoon, September the 8th. You can join us as we talk with Scott Klusendorf for the next 10 minutes about these statements made by Barack Obama on abortion. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-MYIE. You can also email questions or comments to us for the next hour. Talk back at issuesetc.org. After our conversation with Scott Klusendorf, we'll begin a series on the Apostles' Creed with Pastor Peter Bender. Scott Klusendorf is a regular guest. He's president of Life Training Institute. Scott, welcome back.
Todd, good to be with you this afternoon.
Before we get your reaction to what Senator Obama said yesterday in his conversation with George Stephanopoulos, tell me what you thought about Senator Obama's statement on abortion a few weeks ago at Saddleback and their civil forum.
Well, I thought it was blatantly dishonest, and it was typical Obama. Use a lot of wording, but not really come clear to the point. And the reason his statement was fundamentally dishonest was he said it was above his pay grade to know when a baby has rights, but he has decided when a baby gets rights, and he's decided it doesn't even have rights after it's born alive if it survives an abortion. And he for sure has decided that at a minimum, it doesn't have any rights at all if the woman is still pregnant. So given he has supported every radical pro-abortion position that's out there, meaning he supports withdrawing or withholding protection from any child, even when it's just come from the womb, he has decided when a baby has rights. So his notion that, oh, I can't answer that, it's above my pay grade, for all practical purposes, he has decided it. When you decide that unborn babies and newborn babies that survive abortions do not have a right to life and should not be given the protection of law, you are making a decision on the question of when they have rights.
Okay, I want you to be able to evaluate the follow-up statement that he made yesterday on ABC's This Week fairly. So we'll include George Stephanopoulos' question and Barack Obama's full response. Here it is, Scott.
You took some heat at the convention for the answer you gave to Rick Warren out at Saddleback about abortion.
At what point does a baby get human rights, in your view?
Answering that question with specificity, is above my pay grade.
Was that phrase too flip?
Probably, yeah. I mean, what I intended to say is that as a Christian, I have a lot of humility about understanding when does the soul enter into...
It goes back to Augustine. It does.
It's a pretty tough question. And so all I meant to communicate was that I don't presume to be able to answer these kinds of theological questions. What I do know is that abortion is a moral issue, that it's one that families struggle with all the time, and that in wrestling with those issues, I don't think that the government criminalizing the choices that families make is the best answer for reducing abortions. I think the better answer, and this was reflected in the Democratic platform, is to figure out how do we make sure that young mothers or women who have a pregnancy that's unexpected or difficult have the kind of support they need to make a whole range of choices, including adoption and keeping the child.
Okay, there's a lot to react to there, so let's go as quickly as we can. I'm just going to go in the order that the statement is made here. He talked about exercising Christian humility in not wanting to answer that theological question. How do you evaluate that,
Scott? Well, it's quite some humility when you have a 100% pro-abortion voting record in both the Illinois Senate and in Congress. I don't call that humility. Humility would be, hey, I don't know. I'm going to weigh each case individually. I mean, there's no nuancing here. This guy is full-blown pro-abortion. And for him to say, I have humility, therefore I'm not going to say if the fetus has a soul or not, is not humble. Secondly, this is false humility, and here's why. When there's good evidence that a position is true, it is not humble to reject that evidence and claim some kind of skeptical position. If I claim to be humble on the question of gravity, I'm not humble, I'm stupid. And when there's good arguments being advanced by pro-lifers for the full humanity of the unborn, and you ignore that and say, well, I'm just being humble by not taking a position, when, by the way, you are in fact taking a position, as I said a moment ago, that's not true humility. That is ignorance sustained by denial. The other thing I would say, Todd, is that if Mr. Barack Obama clearly doesn't know if the fetus is a living human being that has value and a right to life, the right position, if we're going to be humble, is to protect it because we may, in fact, be taking a human life. If you're out hunting and you see bushes rustling in front of you, unless you're Dick Cheney, you don't open fire, right? I mean, you wait to see what's there. You wouldn't think for a moment of just shooting and say, well, you know, I'm going to be humble. I'm not going to assume that's a human being in there. I'll just be humble and assume it's not. That's not humility.
Okay, the other issue that he tossed in, and then unfortunately George Stephanopoulos didn't let him finish his sentence, was the issue of ensoulment, when the soul enters the dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, that's a bogus argument, because the state does not take a position on whether 40-year-olds have souls, but the state has no problem banning their unjust killing, as it should. The argument that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are now starting to make is that ensoulment is a deeply theological question, one we shouldn't try to answer, and we're not going to get into that private religious thing and try to answer whether the fetus has a soul. But yet, these two men would rightfully say that we shouldn't say, well, go ahead, it's open season on 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds, because we don't know and people disagree on whether 30-year-olds have souls. Look, in a secular culture, none of us have souls, right? We are just products a blind random chance in their view. So in the secular person's view, that is. And so if that's the barometer we're going to use, why does it make sense to say, well, you can go ahead and kill the fetus because we don't know if it has a soul, but you can't kill the 40-year-old. And oh, by the way, we don't know if the 40-year-old does either. It's a bogus argument.
Something we've heard from Senator Obama before, and that is abortion is a moral issue, something with which American families struggle all the time. How do you evaluate that statement?
He's trying to talk out both sides of his mouth here, and this is very typical liberalism. You use your words to make abortion sound like a tragic moral choice, but make sure there's not one legal obstacle to having as many abortions for any reason or no reason as you might want. My question for the senator would simply be, why is it moral? The only credible answer is because it unjustly takes the life of a defenseless human being. Todd, if abortion is nothing more than a woman's rights issue, it is nothing more, morally speaking, than having a tooth removed, I see no reason to have any moral qualms about it at all. Have as many as you want. And what Senator Obama and Joe Biden have never told us is why they're troubled by abortion. And by the way, why they want to reduce it, which I don't believe for a moment they do. But let's just take them at their word for the sake of discussion. Why do you want to reduce it? They've not given an answer to that question at all.
Jennifer is listening in her car. Jennifer, thank you so much for being patient. Welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you for allowing me to be on today.
What's your question or comment, Jennifer?
My comment is in response to the things that I've been hearing about Senator Obama's comment or his position on abortion. And what I hear, first of all, I have been very disenchanted and very upset by listening to this radio station. And as a Christian, I am very offended by the comments that you're making that are completely and utterly false. When you look at Senator Obama's record, not only on abortion, but a number of other things, I think you all have slanted what the real issue is.
How so, Jennifer?
When you talk about when the soul enters the body, and you're going to say, now, can you tell me, my question is, can you tell me exactly when the soul enters the body and how you make the decision on what, when a life is to be taken? Can you as a human being completely say that you know when the soul enters the body? Do we
well,
know
Jennifer,
that?
Well, Jennifer, here's the point.
No, I want to answer the question. I want you to answer my question. You're taking issue with when he said the soul enters the body.
All right,
and
Jennifer.
He said it was a very theological question. I'm asking you to tell me if you know exactly when a soul
got
enters
Jennifer,
the body.
I got your question. Let me answer it, okay?
Okay.
You've raised a good question.
Hey,
I want to give you an answer.
Scott, you've got about 30 seconds, but we're going to hold you over the break so you can give a full response. But begin your response, if you would, to Jennifer.
Okay, let's assume I can't answer that. That's not an argument for killing the fetus. That's an argument for not killing it, because I may be taking a human life, like I said a moment ago. Let's assume I'm driving down
the
road. Let me finish my point, Jennifer. Jennifer,
you got to let him. You got to let him respond. We're up against the break. Okay.
I appreciate your passion for Obama, but I will finish when we come back from the break.
All right, Scott Klusendorf is our guest. Jennifer's on the line. Jennifer's asked the question: do we know when the soul enters the body? We'll let Scott respond to Jennifer's question and to her accusation that he's misrepresented the senator's position on abortion. Right after this break, I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely upon you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a financial gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. That's Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
When do fetal homicide laws apply?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
A pregnant Wisconsin woman noticed her boyfriend insisted on mixing her drink at a restaurant and that the rim had a powdery residue. She feigned illness and did not drink the concoction, but later learned the powder was mifepristone, better known as RU486. By the time she learned this, she had suffered a miscarriage, her second. Police believe the boyfriend caused both miscarriages by getting her to unknowingly ingest the drug, which he had obtained illegally in India, where he is from. He has been charged with violating the state's fetal homicide law and faces 99 years in prison.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, inviting you to join us in our battle for life. For more, go online to sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Scott Klusendorf is our guest for a few more minutes. Then we'll be starting our series on the Apostles' Creed with Pastor Peter Bender. God the Father is the first installment of this weekly series. Jennifer calls before the break. She's still on the line. She's asked a question. Scott's response, we're waiting for this. Scott's response to Jennifer's question, do you know, Scott, when a soul enters a body, so to speak, and
yes,
can you make this judgment?
Yeah, I believe I can make a reasonable answer, but before I do, there's a point here that I think Jennifer is not acknowledging, and that is, let's assume I can't, that the answer is I have no clue. Is that a good reason then to kill something if you don't know if it's a human being with a soul? And let's go back to an example similar to one I used a moment ago with hunting. If Jennifer is driving down the road today from work and she sees what looks in front of her like a body in the street, but it could just be an old coat, she will not run it over. She will err on the side of caution and go around it because she doesn't want to risk killing a valuable human being. The same rule would apply here. If we don't know when the fetus has a soul, then the correct position for Obama is to say, we're going to be careful here because we don't want to risk killing an innocent human being.
Okay, Jennifer, you had mentioned before that there was some misrepresentation that you thought you detected on Scott's part. What specifically are you talking about?
I specifically talked about when he talked about Obama's record and how he voted in the Senate. Also, when he...
How did I misstate that?
Okay. For one thing, there are a number of things that you misstate. You take little slots of what he has
okay,
done.
Give me specifics.
His record, very specifically, his record overall is stellar compared to Senator
okay,
John McCain.
You're not answering the question, Jennifer. You said that I distorted his record. I want specifics. And I've got the record right in front of me, so I'm ready to check them off as you name them.
Okay. You have distorted how he, his compassion for people, what he has done in the Senate with his record on
Jennifer. You said that I distorted
civil rights,
his record on
Jennifer. The subject
his record on abortion. Yes. And the other big thing with that record is Senator McCain has
okay.
Not
Jennifer,
done
you're
anything.
Dodging the question.
Okay,
you're
I'm not
dodging the question.
I am not dodging the question.
Okay, but Jennifer,
this man has dodged the question. No different than your person on the radio has dodged. What you do is you take these things and you slant them. Okay,
okay, Jennifer,
because,
without specifics, I find it very difficult to
okay.
have a charitable view towards your accusations that I'm distorting the record. I'm open to hearing that I'm distorted the record. If you show me where I have, I'm open to correction, but you're going to have to be specific with me.
Okay, Scott, I'm just curious, what is Senator Obama's position on abortion that you were talking about before that concerns you?
Here it is. Supports partial birth abortion. McCain, no. Obama, yes. Supports parental notification of abortion, meaning parents notified that their underage daughter is going to get an abortion. Obama does not support that. McCain does. Requires school children to think favorably about homosexuality, another social issue. Obama, yes. McCain, no.
But stick to it. Stick to abortion, though.
Yeah, sticking to abortion. Protect infants who survive an abortion procedure. Obama, no. McCain, yes. There's three examples on the issue of abortion right there. Embryonic stem cell research, using cloning embryos and using them for destructive research. Obama supports it. McCain does not. There's a fourth issue. So there's four right off the top of my head. And like I said, I'm very curious how I've distorted Obama's record on those issues. They are right there as a matter of history. Anybody who does a Google search can find them out.
And Jennifer, I would point out to you that we did not edit or cut up Senator Obama's response to George Stephanopoulos's question. We allowed the entire response. We played it before we asked for Scott's response. Finally, then, Scott, you said before that this is kind of a position into which those who support abortion paint themselves. It's a corner into which they paint themselves, and they do not see the illogic and the inconsistency in their various responses and re-responses.
Yeah.
30 seconds to talk about that.
Well, the biggest thing that I find interesting is they try to reduce abortion to underlying causes. Let's not criminalize abortion. Let's not pass laws protecting the unborn. Let's get at the root causes, the underlying causes. Passing laws won't do anything to solve the real problem, so the argument goes. Well, that's kind of like arguing that laws against spousal abuse don't get at the underlying psychological reasons that cause men to beat their wives, so what we ought to do is provide federally funded counseling for men rather than pass laws against beating your wife. This is silly. If the unborn are human, they ought to be protected in law, and that is the logical position. Senator Obama wants to have it both ways. He wants to say, oh, abortion's a moral issue, very moral issue, but he doesn't want one single law passed protecting the unborn, who he claims is a moral subject. Makes no sense.
Scott Klusendorf, thanks for sticking with us for a few extra minutes.
You bet, Todd. Always good to be with you.
Scott Klusendorf is the president of Life Training Institute. You'll find a link to Life Training Institute under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to get Frank Beckwith's take on what fellow Roman Catholic Senator Joseph Biden, VP, what he had to say about abortion yesterday on Meet the Press. He repeated something that's been repeated by Nancy Pelosi as well, that Roman Catholics really never made up their mind on the whole issue of when life begins. But he's got a personal view, although he wouldn't impose it on anyone else legislatively. We'll talk with Frank Beckwith about that tomorrow on the program.